I thought we had a right go. You know, they were a good team. They've got some really good players. You know, I totally disagree when I hear the noises that the lads are on holiday, because other than the Port Vale away performance, you know, the boys have given everything in every game. And we are lacking in front of goal. We know that. We're lacking that spark. You know, we've created a few chances over the course of the last few games and not taken them. You know, we had a one-on-one the other day, Robbo's header today. You know, we're giving everything, and teams, players go on holiday when they're conceding sloppy goals and not seeing their jobs through, and that's when you're throwing the towel in. We've kept two clean sheets on the trot, and the boys are putting a proper shift in. We're just, you know, just lacking a little bit of confidence, that little spark in the final third, and all we can do is keep going.
It has been a long season, hasn't it? They've had to step up. Are there tired legs in the camp at this stage?
No, I'm not going to excuse tired legs. We do our whole training regime around keeping the boys fresh and fit. So there's no excuses there. We're not going to start throwing that one in. We're just lacking a spark, you know. Tom Elliott's been a big player for us this season. We've missed him the last few games. In fact, to be fair, we've missed him probably the last couple of months because his form dipped a little bit before his hamstring injury. So, you know, all of these things can play a part. And the boy, like I say, they're having a go. They're expanding lots of energy. But these games of football aren't easy to win.
And you could have arguably won this afternoon anyway, couldn't you?
We could have won, we could have lost. You know, they had a couple of moments, and, you know, we had probably majority of the possession, and I think we had slightly more chances. But, you know, you can only look at the boys and their intent. And, you know, we're playing 2-3 forwards in games, we're trying to score goals, and, you know, obviously it's lacking at the moment. That little bit of that spark in the final third over the last few games has lacked. And that can then play on your mind. You don't, when you get in there, when you're scoring goals, you feel like you'll score every time you go forward. When you haven't scored goals, you'll feel like, you know, it's going to take something special to get there. But when you're like that, you need to be solid and hardworking, and the boys are doing that part.
One of the positives you've got at the moment from having hit 54 points is that investment in the youngsters, and it's going to make you stronger for next season, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm a big fan of Toby's. I like a lot of his qualities, and he's a great lad. And we was looking at a game when we thought we might be able to play him and maybe even free George Frankham up to play in front of him. And it was important to have George in front of him because he does the job so well, and he knows it, that Toby would have that protection. And I thought Toby was excellent today. He covered round. He's, you know, he can be really pleased with his debut. And like I say, that's Alfie Egan, Toby, Joe McDonald stepped up and done two clean sheets in two games. So we're really pleased because there's a chance we're going to need him.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with Joe McDonald over the two games. I guess it's important to pick the games maybe that are right for the youngsters and not just to flood the team with them, isn't it?
No, this weekend with two games in 3 days, it was always going to be, you know, if we freshened it up, where would we? And I sort of earmarked it for Toby, where, you know, he's a real prospect for us. You know, you look at him, he's 6'3", 6'4". He's very athletic, very quick. He's got a lovely right foot. And eventually he'll probably be able to play centre-back as well. But for the time being, he probably enjoys galloping forward a bit more in right-back. So we're delighted with him and delighted with them boys. Loads of positives. But, you know, I'm really keen to stress these boys are having a right go. And, yeah, you know, we haven't scored and we haven't given the fans enough to shout about. But they are really putting in a shift.
And whilst it's an investment in next season, and that's vital, I think, for this club, results still matter, though, don't they?
Of course. You know, we, as a group, we're desperate to try and get in the top 12. Obviously, a couple of losses, a couple of draws aren't the sort of points total you want, but we can't control results. You know, we can. Robbo has a great chance today, and if he takes it, it's a great 3 points, and all the stuff you've done to be at 0-0 has counted, but he hasn't, and that's probably the story of our last few games.
One more home game. One more away game, away at Bradford. I'm not sure if they still need something. That's not going to be easy. They were very good down here.
Yeah, I don't think they've lost at home either. So, you know, that's going to be one of them that's going to be tough, and they'll be hurting from their defeat today at Sheffield. So we'll be in for a real game down there. But, you know, there's two games, 180 minutes to play, and all we can ask of the boys, they give everything, and hopefully we'll be able to get a spark and nick a goal or two and pick up some points and maybe sneak into that top 12.